So Rian, some exciting news. So today, the 1st of October, 2021 is the official release of FIFA 2022. What can we expect from it?
I'm back. Good to be back. If you are an EA Play subscriber, you can of course play the game for 10 hours to see if it is a game that you'd want to buy outright. Another important thing to note, of course, is that the Switch version of FIFA 22 is going to be a legacy edition, so that means it's got a few missing features and functionality compared to the other editions. But now, looking at the game itself, while all the changes to the menus and game modes are important, the gameplay is the bread and butter of any FIFA game. This year sees a huge overhaul, making the most of the power of the next gen consoles. So it has, for instance, they've added in hypermotion and true ball physics. So every little aspect of real life football has been taken into account with hypermotion and true ball physics. They've actually recorded a full 11v11 match. With the tracking technology that gives an improvement in the tactical AI, the flow of the matches, the player's humanization, the composed ball control, as well as the kinetic air battles. They've also rewritten the goalkeeper, so giving it quite a bit of an overhaul there. They made all new animations as well as improved the AI decision making for the goalkeeper. They've also added in explosive sprints, so that means that you can now unleash a huge burst of pace to get past opponent defenders, or you know, just have a great run closer towards that goalkeeper. Of course, they've also updated the rivals and the FIFA Ultimate Team champs. So there you can, of course, climb the ranks and get the best rewards in the game. There's a few seasonal progressions and ranks in the rival section that you are able to qualify for to look for a new FIFA Ultimate Team champs. They've also added in stadium customization, so you can definitely change it up. There's a new VIP area, flags, cards, banners, just to name a few. They've also added in 19 fan favorites with regards to the FIFA Ultimate Team heroes. So you can add those into your Ultimate Team and make your fantasy team kind of come to life. There's also the co-opt public matchmaking. They've added the drop-in with friends into that, in which you can... it's like a drop-in mode which allows you to play alone or with a friend, even if they're not part of your current club. There's also been quite a bit more customization that's been brought in. So all in all, you know, that is just to name a few of the new features that we can expect to see coming into the new FIFA 22. So definitely looking forward to see what the public and, of course, the players, the fans of the game are going to have to say about this once it comes out later on. So yeah, quite a bit of excitement in store for us.
So not only that, there are more exciting news. Actually, I see that October... and, you know, November, there's a lot of exciting news coming through from the online world. So Call of Duty Season 6 arrives October 7. That's for Black Ops Cold War's final round based on Zombies map. And today's tweets reveal a popular Black Ops 1 perk is coming to Zombies with Season 6. And there was also a schematic shown for a remote-controlled explosive device. What's this all about?
So Treyarch has revealed... the final map will be called Forsaken, and it will launch at the start of Season 6. A few of the details were also given about what players can expect from Cold War's Dark Aether story conclusion, as Requiem and Omega Group go head-to-head in a fight to deal with the Forsaken, a powerful entity that exists within the Dark Aether. Whichever the final fight entails, Black Ops 1's PhD flopper perk will likely be of some use. Treyarch tweeted out the perk machine jingle for PhD Flopper, so it's presumably the new perk arriving with Forsaken in Season 6. Originally, the perk worked with the Black Ops 1's dolphin diving mechanism. PhD Flopper was a perk that negated self-inflicted damage, and it created a radius explosion around the player upon landing from a dive. Players could jump from a high distance and dolphin dive into a horde of zombies to explode them. And yes, it was actually as fun and ridiculous as it sounds. Black Ops Cold War has a slide mechanism instead of diving, so it's unclear exactly how PhD Flopper will work. Likely, it will be very similar to Black Ops 4's PhD Slider, which offered a similar perk explosion effect with the game's sliding mechanism. So in addition to the flopper jingle, they also tweeted a blueprint for a remote-controlled explosive device, which is similar to the RCXD killstreak from multiplayer.
So now, before I let you go, I know you always give us, you know, the latest, the youngest entertainment news in the online world. What do you have this week?
Well, Microsoft is trying to reach 3 billion gamers around the world. And no single piece of Xbox hardware will be able to achieve that. So Microsoft is turning to cloud streaming to expand its reach. As part of Microsoft's Tokyo Game Show event, the company announced that Xbox Cloud Gaming has launched in Brazil and Mexico. While it's coming to Australia and Japan today, this gives Xbox Cloud Gaming a potential audience of 1 billion right now. Or so the company claims. And then, of course, in other news, this is slightly game-related. It's got to do with gaming. So Netflix South Korea drama Squid Game, a gory drama thriller series where hundreds of cash-strapped players accept a strange invitation to compete in children's games with deadly high stakes for incredible prizes, is reportedly posed to overtake Brigathon as the streaming service's most watched show. So this news was self-reported by Netflix and further covered by Variety, who also noted that Squid Game has become the first K-drama to rate as Netflix's top show in the United States. Now, it was released on the 17th of September, and within 48 hours, it had entered the top 10 shows globally. And of course, on September 21st, it took the top spot, which they said, "We did not see that coming in terms of global popularity." That, of course, was said by Ted Sarandos, Netflix co-CEO and chief content officer.